Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you're here today listening wherever you are in the world. Welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is all about how to enter your comeback era. This is a trending TikTok topic I've seen all over the place, and I felt like it'd be really fun today to make an entire episode of a list of some ideas if you are feeling like you're ready to start a comeback era, ready to have a little glow up season, inside and out, all the things. I am right there with you. So that's what our episode is about today. It's a fun one. It's a lighthearted one. It's a good one. So before we get into our topic today, we always start things off with a self-check-in. So think of this as a time to reground yourself. No matter how busy your day has been, taking a moment for you. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful, gorgeous, amazing, stunning body. And then exhale out anything that's not serving you. Just let it go with your breath. I think we should do that one more time. Inhale in again, all that love into your amazing body, all that confidence, confident queen energy for real. And then exhale out all the stuff that's just not serving you, that's not it, let it go. Okay, now get real with yourself here. Ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, thriving, 1 being we're not so hot today, how are we doing? Once you've picked a number, I want you to ask yourself, okay, why? Did something happen? Maybe nothing happened. Just get real with yourself here. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I can add to my life that is going to boost my mood today? For me, yesterday, I was in such a weird mood all day. I'll get into it. But it was literally just stepping outside. It just gave me all the happiness I needed. Okay, now ask yourself, what is something, a big dream I have in my life right now? And I want you to think big. Sky's the limit here. Don't hold yourself back. Okay, now I want you to tell yourself, I have what it takes to get there. Hype yourself up like a best friend. And now, I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, let's all grab our waters and hydrate our hot, amazing, beautiful bods in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. I finally switched out my water bottle. You're going to be like, Callie, that's disgusting. It's been like a month or two of using the same water bottle. It didn't start tasting weird till the other day. And I switched it out, and now I have a water bottle where I don't have like the little straw thing in it. So I have been spilling water all over myself when I drink it. I think I need a straw at all times. But that felt good. A little hydration moment. Now I want you to finish this off by telling yourself a compliment. Hype yourself up like a best friend here. You deserve it. You deserve to love yourself. Okay. Now that we've done our self-check-in, I hope you're feeling a little checked in. This is such a great thing. You can just like journal about it. You can do all the time. You don't have to wait for the podcast to check in with yourself. It's always a good thing. Sometimes when we don't check in with ourselves for a long time, the emotions, the weird feelings can build. And then if we don't address what's causing them, it can turn into a whole thing. So that is the beauty of self-check-ins. I feel like I said self-check-ins. Self-check-ins. Speaking of chickens, if you know, I have neighbors who have chickens, and today when I was doing some accounting books with my mom for my business, I saw my neighbor's chicken and I got really excited, and then I tried to call it over, but it didn't come and it kind of just looked at me from afar, and then I decided to stop because last time I did that, my neighbor was out in the yard and heard me and it was a little embarrassing, but anyways, I just love chickens because of that. So moving into life updates, I have so much to update you on. Oh my goodness, where to even start? The past week has been I don't want to describe it as a hot mess because not all of it was a hot mess, but it was a little messy. We will say that. A lot of unexpected things happened that were not great, but also had some good moments. So we'll start with the positive because I don't want to make this a negative podcast. But I also like to keep things real on here with you guys and not pretend my life is always perfect because it's simply not. I wish. But here's what happened. So first really good thing that happened is we went to the doctor again and I'm pregnant. I'm 17 weeks pregnant today when I'm recording this episode. Yay! And we heard the baby's heartbeat for the first time. If you're like, you know, pregnancy things, you're like, that's kind of late to hear a heartbeat. Well, I took off going to the doctor for about a month, figuring out some insurance stuff. And finally went back and they heard it and we heard it. And it was just so incredible and so surreal. And the baby's healthy and the heartbeat's strong. Life is good. We get to find out the gender in like 3 weeks. So I'm super pumped for that. I think we're going to do the gender. Like we weren't for sure if we were going to find out or keep it a surprise, but I'm itching to know. So we will see. And I'm really curious what you think I'm having, if you think I'm having a boy or a girl. So DM me on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod and let me know what you think. I am so curious. I love hearing the responses because I have what I think it is, but I want to know what you think it is. So that was a really high, awesome, amazing moment last week. Other things that were awesome is I have a Pilates studio. It's online called Sweaty Studio. If you haven't ever tried it, now is your time. Now is your time to try it. Because last week I actually cut studio prices in half. They were $49.99 a month. And I realized, I don't know if I talked about this last week, but I realized that when I changed them, I was being really greedy. I simply was very out of touch with my target audience and why I was even doing the studio in the first place. And I'll say this, and this is for any business owner listening, it's really easy to let money, the enticement of making more money and the world's definition of success, it's really easy to let that sneak into your business. But it's so important to stay humble, to stay grounded, and to always keep in mind why. Why did you start this business in the first place? Going back to that root why were you doing it when it was making no money at all, when you were staying up crazy late hours in the night trying to figure out how to run this thing? So I kind of had to take it back to that, and honestly it's been great. I will say it's been kind of like every day checking in with myself. Hey Callie, like, why are you posting this right now? Hey Callie, why are you doing this right now? Because I'm also having to relearn and rewire my relationship with money as well, because money isn't evil. It can be good or it can be used for bad. So just like trying to rewire that and realize that, yeah, like I do deserve to make money and that is okay. And that's great. Like it's great when people sign up for my studio and I deserve that. So I'm having to kind of learn that fine line there. So that being said, definitely check out my studio if you haven't. It's now $19.99 a month. I tried my best to make it as accessible for you as I can. And then also I have my cycle syncing Pilates and nutrition challenge just started this week on Monday. And I would love for you to join as well. It's not too late to join. This is a challenge where you can literally join at any time in the month. It's all about working with your body and listening to your hormone levels and really becoming in tune with your cycle. And I have a ton of free, I don't know if they're free. Yeah, I guess. Free resources on the challenge. Or they come with the challenge. I don't think they're necessarily considered free. But I have a bunch of resources that I made for you that come with the challenge. Like a cycle syncing guide, a hormone-friendly recipe book. I have all the different phases, workouts programmed for that. So I have videos on how to do it, all this stuff. Anyways, it's great. Cycle syncing is something that actually really did change my life. And right now I'm not cycle syncing because I'm pregnant. But I will be cycle syncing ASAP once I am no longer pregnant and have a baby in my arms. But that being said, I will link the challenge below. It's a really, really fun one and you can join anytime. So even if you're listening to this episode like months down the line, it's still going to be there on swaystudio.com. So anyways, that is a big update that happened. And then Some of the negatives, I guess, is our air conditioning broke as of yesterday, and I live in South Florida, and it's getting hot. But thankfully, the past 2 days, it hasn't been too hot. It's been like high 70s. It's supposed to get into high 90s, but I think our AC is getting fixed tomorrow, praise the Lord. But it literally is a very, very expensive house project. I feel like this is literally the first, I guess, like home owner's thing that we've really had to like do and fix. So that is an unexpected thing, but the Lord has really provided in that. I mean, like just money showing up in areas we didn't even realize there was money that we could like use towards this. So if you're going through a sticky financial situation right now and like just feels like life is really expensive, instead of living in that lens of scarcity mindset and being like the I only have this much, like the what ifs, the scared, all that fear around it, really just surrendering it to God and giving it to Him and being like, hey God, like you are always providing for me. And thinking of a time, like God, I was thinking about it, like God truly has never failed me ever financially. Like even in sticky situations, He has always provided money for me, like even if it wasn't right away. So that was a really good reminder. And then I think that happened. Well, so I had a lot of peace when I found out the air conditioning was broken, just because like obviously I cut the studio prices and the amount of reoccurring monthly revenue, I mean, it shows it'll be lower, but I mean, I don't anticipate it to be much lower for too long because I trust the Lord's going to bless this decision. But anyways, that being said, like I actually felt a lot of peace around the AC thing just because like I really feel like I mean, I know for a fact God is provider, and just speaking that out like over and over, being like, God's providing for me, God's providing for me. Say it until you believe it, truly. Like it is truth, and it will get those fears out of the atmosphere. So that's been something I've been learning recently, and I feel like it's been a humbling experience. I will say I have felt freaking humbled. I think there was a lot of pride tied up in money for me. I didn't even realize it was there. Like thinking that I was all that because I was making X amount of dollars a month, when in reality, I am truly, like, money does not make someone better or someone worse. And that is something I am learning right now, especially in my 20s. So that being said, I encourage you, if you're in a weird financial bind, give it up to God, truly trust Him in it, tell Him what you need, and thank Him for what He's going to do. But let's get into our episode, because I feel like this all is tying into our little comeback era. What I was saying about how literally last week was a little messy. I feel like, I mean, I'm gonna be so real with you. As I'm recording this episode, I am in bed. I have fans going, curtains are drawn to keep the house cool. I have a heating pad on my stomach right now because I've had this like pain in my, I think it's like in my intestines, honestly. This is so TMI. I'm sorry. But I think it's just because like, I'm a little constipated. I think constipation happens sometimes in pregnancy as your hormones are changing. And as I'm in my second trimester, I think they're changing a lot right now. So anyways, I've had that happen the past few days, and I feel like this pain is coming from that. So anyways, we're sitting in bed with the heating pad on. I was literally considering eating some Fiber One cereal. I think I will after this. And if you have any tips, if you know how to help with this, let me know. But that's where I'm at right now. In a bit of a vulnerable place right now. But anyways, I want to keep it real because I'm not in my like cute little outfit in my perfectly recording studio room with the lighting, everything perfect, makeup done, hair done. No, like I literally am sitting in bed right now in my pregnancy pillow with a heating pad on my stomach. And yeah, we're doing great. We're doing great. I'm gonna speak that out. Okay, so let's get into our comeback era list. I'm going to try and keep this episode a little shorter this week, a little mini episode. I mean, not that mini, but I made a list of 5 things, and I could have made a list of 20 things for you, but I was like, okay, I don't want to overwhelm the person listening. I don't want to overwhelm my Healthy Be Human fam, but here are some ideas that I'm going to actually work on applying to my own life to have a comeback era. And this is, as when I mean comeback era, I simply mean like, imagine like you're just in a rut right now or in a little funk. You haven't been really operating as your best self. You just kind of feel like eh. And you're ready for a glow up season. You're ready to feel like your best self. You're ready to operate as your best self. Best self in the sense that best self changes all the time. But your current definition of what the best version of you is and needs. So that is what we're going to do. We're going to do some habits that are going to help us get there. Habits that focus on our mental health, our spiritual health, and our physical health. So that being said, the first thing on the list, and I want to just start off by working internally. I am a huge believer that transformation in any form, really positive transformation, takes place on the inside first. So I have the huge inside out approach, especially on Sweaty Studio with the affirmations in my workouts. I believe that you cannot hate yourself into a body that you love. You got to love yourself along the way. It's so, so important. So the first thing on the list is I just want all of us to set vision for our life. What do I mean by this? And this is something that actually we had a little guest speaker at my church on Sunday, and I was like getting fired up. It was so good. And it was one of those sermons where I felt like he was just talking straight to me, and I was like, this is great. But it was all about setting vision for your life. And he was talking about how we can live life through two different lenses. One is we can see things temporally or see things like what's in front of us. So example, AC breaks. Oh my goodness, my life's over. That kind of vision of just being like, I can only see what's happening in front of me. Or, and that's a very negative vision typically. It's usually the way that like hopelessness, feeling like there's no hope in your life, feeling like there's nothing to gain, or there's just like no joy in it. It's a very negative way of seeing life, like seeing life as things are wrong. This is happening to me mentality, the I have to mentality, very victim-y. That's how I see this lens. Or we can live life through a spiritual lens of trusting God in genuinely everything. So say, for example, use the air conditioning example again, and I don't want to glorify myself in this, I'm working on it every day, but in this case yesterday, when I didn't freak out and panic when we heard how much it's going to cost to fix our air conditioning, and this is, let me just preference this again, this is after I cut my studio prices. So like finances, you know, interesting. It's a test. It's literally a test of a season. I did not panic because I saw the way the Lord, I saw through the truth in what God tells me. So him telling me he's always going to provide for me. So keeping that truth in my vision instead of seeing, oh my goodness, the fear of it. What if? What's going to happen next? Okay? Does that make sense? So that is huge for comeback era. And I would love for you, I'm going to do this, is setting vision for your life in different areas. So writing down, and the guy on Sunday was interchanging vision and faith. So like, if that helps you kind of see what I mean by having vision. So like believing what's going to happen in your life, truly believing it, write it down. And for my girls to do vision boards, like this is literally what it is. But the difference in what I'm talking about, because I used to be really into manifestation stuff. And as I've gotten into my faith, it's really interesting because a lot of that stuff is very, it's like there is some of that in Christianity, but not, it's not like self done, if that makes sense. So like casting vision through what God tells you about your life, like leaning in on God for our strength rather than on ourselves, because God ultimately knows what's best for us. So like casting vision with God, asking God, like, what do you have in store for my health this year, this month? God, what do you have in store for my finances this year? Like, what do you want to tell me about that? Casting vision with him, like working with him as a team to really set the vision, set the tone for your life. And then I want to do this still. I don't think I did this in January. I kind of did. I didn't make a vision board, but I wrote down like vision and stuff with God. If you're a very visual person, making a vision board of what the Lord has shown you in different areas of your life and keeping it on your desk, keeping it wherever you're going to see it a lot. Because when times get tough, focusing on what God has told you is going to happen and holding true to that, holding true that he will provide for you. Even if finances are tight right now, he's going to provide for you. Even if your health hasn't been great, like he's going to heal you. He is the healer. He loves you and he knows what you need. You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali. So that is the first step on the comeback era list. We gotta get out of that other eyesight vision, temporal vision, like bye. That is just not serving us. Like, let's get out of it. Whether or not you're a Christian or not listening to this podcast, like, anyone can do this. I think it's just so important that we look at the lens we're looking at life through. It'll change everything for us. And then the next thing on my comeback era list is continuing in the mental health space, keeping a daily gratitude list. Literally, our realities are how we see life. Like I was saying before about the number one vision. If we're seeing life through this negative lens, our life is going to be negative, straight up. If we think that everything's happening to us, if we think that we focus and dwell on all the negatives, that's what we're going to see. Yeah, our life's going to truly suck because that's how we're seeing life. And that was me last week. I don't want to like act like I'm preaching at you as if I have not gone through that. Last week, I was a negative Nancy. I literally cried every single day. I was so complaining. I was so over life. I literally was in a terrible mental health state last week because I wasn't grateful, genuinely. And this is something that actually, I'm going to shout her out. Shout out Hannah, if you're listening to this. She's in my Bible study. We have a little virtual Bible study for Healthy But Human, by the way. If you ever want to join, I'll link it below. So we were in the little Bible study yesterday, and it was her idea, actually, to do this. And it's to journal all the things that God has done for us. So I started doing this. I made a little running list yesterday night. And I just started thinking about what has God done for me in my life last week, like in the past week. And I just started to write things down and I realized how many blessings were in my life last week during the week when I hated everything. It just changes everything. Like, and then once again, like if you're a Christian or not, like you can do this, like making a gratitude list, just writing down things that you're grateful for that have happened in your life, looking for little things. It could be even the weather is nice out, small things like that. Like it'll change the tone of everything. So we're going to keep a daily gratitude list. Can do this. Honestly, I feel like this is a good wind down nighttime activity to end the night on a good, sweet, positive note. Okay. Number three is the last one for like our mental health, how we're seeing life kind of thing, is mirror affirmations. Oh my goodness. I have talked about this for years now. Mirror affirmations are so powerful. I think I first heard about this maybe from Mel Robbins, like in 2021. And I started doing, I learned from her. It was the high five in the mirror thing. So I'd high five myself in the mirror. But I wrote down on sticky notes affirmations about my true identity and their identity statements. I taped them all over my mirror in a little heart. I made a cutie old things, and I will say them when I look at myself in the mirror. I will challenge myself to read like 2 to 3 of them out loud. Saying them out loud is really powerful, power in the tongue, and it changes the atmosphere straight up. We cannot love others well if we don't love ourselves. It is so important. If we're judging ourselves all the time, we're going to judge other people. Like, truly, the way that our heart is, everything is going to flow from the heart, from our heart. So if our heart's full of judgment, outwardly, we're going to flow judgment. If our heart's full of love, we're going to flow love out of our heart. So this is something that is huge. I'm working on it right now, especially as my body changes in pregnancy. I'm working on loving my body so deeply, loving how I look, loving how I'm created. And that, loving my hair color now that I'm not blonde, like that has been a process, you guys. I don't know if I even opened up about why I changed my hair color, but I'll share it really fast. I was feeling really convicted about dyeing my hair blonde for so many years. And I'm not saying dyeing your hair is bad. I'm not saying that, okay? My conviction is not necessarily your conviction. But I realized through the Lord showing me this, is I was dyeing my hair for the wrong reasons. It all started actually in 5th grade. I really looked up to this one girl in my grade. I thought she was really cool and I wanted to be her friend. And she started to dye her hair blonde. And I thought she was like so pretty. And I was like, okay, I started to do the thing where I compared myself to her. I wanted to be like her. I tried to change my handwriting to look more like hers. I wanted to start dyeing my hair blonde to be more like her. Sure enough, I started to do that. And it didn't feel like a bad thing at first. Like, it felt really innocent. Like, okay, yeah, like I love my cute little blonde highlights. Like, they're so pretty. But you guys, deep down, the deep reason why I was doing these things is because I was not secure in who God created me to be. And I didn't love myself. I didn't love who He made me. And so He convicted me and showed me that over all these years, as I dyed my hair more and more blonde, I was trying to make myself someone I wasn't, because I didn't believe that the way my Creator made me was beautiful. And that I was beautiful with brown hair. And so He showed me that. And I had definitely an attachment to, and I put my identity a lot in being blonde. And it was really hard to dye my hair brown. I will say that, because I did the Scandinavian hairline. I went all the way, if you could say, dyeing my hair blonde. But that was something that He showed me. And it has been really beautiful, like dyeing my hair brown again, because I'm learning how to love myself for who He made me to be, and loving myself like inside, but also loving my outward appearance as well. I think there's a lot of beauty in embracing our natural beauty and who God made us. And that has been my own personal conviction. So once again, not saying dyeing your hair is bad at all. I'm not saying that. Will I dye my hair again eventually? Maybe. I don't know. But for now, like, He's teaching me this, and it's been really beautiful. And it's been a really awesome healing opportunity to also expose lies that I've been believing for years of my life, for like 12 years of my life. So that being said, that is partially why I started doing mirror affirmations, and it has been really, really powerful. And then let's move on to the next item on the list, is learning something new, okay? This one is such a little comeback era moment. There is a lot of power in learning new things. And I, for like a year, got really complacent, and I'm going to expose myself in this area as well. So I'm exposing myself so that you can learn from my mistakes. So when I was in, I think it was like 2022, I was working with Free People Movement, doing IRL classes for Pilates, and my TikTok was popping, the studio was popping, all the things. And I'm going to be honest, you guys, I got a little bit complacent. I thought that I was this incredible Pilates instructor. I genuinely just like stopped investing in my education around fitness because I thought I was great. I thought that I knew everything I needed to know. And sure enough, that is not the case. I got cocky. I kind of like fell out of touch in a lot of different areas. So that being said, I really wish, looking back, that I would have continued to learn and stay humble. And thankfully, I eventually realized I needed to. So now we're back in the learning process, and it's been really just great. I think it's just so important, no matter what your level is on anything, stay humble, stay open to learning from podcasts, learning from books, learning from sermons, learning from other people who are several steps ahead of you in life, learning from people who aren't several steps ahead of you but have incredible wisdom. So I think it's also really incredible are very important to look at the sources that you're getting information from as well. Is this someone who you aspire to be more like? Like, is it someone who is an inspiration, or is it someone who maybe their life isn't exactly like what you're wanting to live a life like? I think it's important to make sure, do a little research before you go all into learning from someone. I think it's important to know where you're learning from, like what the source is. But that being said, I just stay learning, stay humble, my friends, and you can learn in any area. Maybe for me, it's been like learning a lot about pregnancy lately, doing a prenatal, postnatal course on fitness, like for fitness. It's been so good. It's showing me that I have a lot more to learn, and I don't know everything. Very good in our comeback era. A little glow up there. Okay, the final one is to add daily movement into our life, and I'm going to challenge you bonus with a workout. So getting steps in for sure. Okay, that's like a non-negotiable at this point. But doing a short workout. Let's just start small. I know I said daily. Let's reel it back in. Daily movement with walks, okay? Let's try and work out 3 times a week. And even if it's for 10 minutes, that still counts. 5 minutes still counts, okay? Doing a push-up, that still counts. Start small wherever you are. I just challenge us to get back into strengthening our body, doing workouts that we really enjoy and are fun. Yesterday, it was 10 p.m. and I was just like, I really want to work out. Like, I feel like my body needs it. I want to stay strong. So I did a 15-minute workout, and I felt so strong afterwards and so empowered and such a good moment. So I encourage you with that is really adding daily movement into your life that you like. Maybe it's going on YouTube, searching for a YouTube workout. I have YouTube workouts, by the way. Or going to a studio, IRL, or going to the gym. Whatever your jam is, do it. Like, you don't owe a certain workout type to anyone else. I know there's so many things out there that's like, this is the perfect way to work out. But truly, the perfect way to work out is to do a workout that you enjoy and empowers you and makes you feel really good in your body. That being said, that's our little comeback era. I hope you loved this episode. I would love to know which of these items you're going to start with on the list. Keep me posted, tag me in your stories, listening to the episode, doing your comeback era, checklist things, all the things. And anyways, I will see you next week. I hope you love this little episode. Let me know how you like it. If you ever have any topic requests, I'm all ears. But that being said, I'm thankful for you. You're so special. You're here for a reason. And you are doing big things, my gorgeous queen. All right, I'll see you next time. Keep it amazing and keep having the best comeback era ever. All right, see you next week, my queen.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.